coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Friday morning, heading into the Labor Day weekend. Would you say you're door countying this weekend?
Yes, a couple friends with.
So it's nice.
Nice to have
friends. I'm surprised you didn't go down to cottages, your
right?
place.
You know what? I had reservations. Not reservations. We were going to go to I have that place in Elkhart Lake, but our priest, we have a new priest, and so you have to do those welcome luncheons. My wife signed us up for that, so I've got to stick around.
If he says, well, I appreciate you all coming here and wonderful for the wonderful welcoming, and you know, our parish,
right?
Well, we're in need. Is there any chance you could show some gratitude and appreciation? And you got to say, let's give him a round of applause.
He'll go tell
Thanks
that story.
Thanks for being here, Father.
I was all set to go to Elkhart Lake for the week, 3 days.
Are you renting that out for the draft?
I think I'm going to stay there. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got to stay someplace.
Yeah, I mean.
Hi, Nate.
Nate, how are you? Nate, you and your
Nate
family.
Nate Vandervest, Bellin Sports Medicine.
And I just love Nate, but got to say, your wife's one step above that. Molly used to be very, very involved in downtown Green Bay. Just every time you're downtown, the Vandervestes were there, and your mother-in-law made some unbelievable caramels for the parade. And just, you're a good family for Green Bay, that's what I'm saying. And you now are at Bellin. You've been at Bellin for what, some time, right? 20 years?
15 years now.
And you coach cross country at UWGB.
That is correct.
And you are a health. What's your title? Like, are you a?
Yeah. So my title is I'm a strength and conditioning specialist, but I specialize mostly in running and in all those.
You'd
fields.
Never know that by looking at him.
No, not at all. He's so short and squatty. It's like looking in a mirror.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Yeah. Welcome. So Mark Houston is usually on here, although you've been on a number of times. You working with the high schools as well?
Yeah, so, you know, all the athletes in the area and even beyond, it's been really fun to work with them with running assessments, sprinting assessments, but then in the training realm as well. So a lot of kids in the area. I get to go out and watch at the meets, cross country and track.
You know what's cool, though? We had the surgeon on last night, the doctor, at our game. And I said, you know, it's interesting how many athletes who get injured and they go through places like yourself, then decide, you know, this is a pretty cool, interesting career. profession. And they go into it. And he said he was exactly the same way. He got injured. And just from going through the rehab and what people like yourself did, he thought, I like this.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff being an athlete is applicable to that profession.
And we have a phenomenal team of, you know, our physicians down to our therapists then. You know, after they get through therapy, they push into us in the strength and conditioning world, and we work really well together, and it's fun to see that progression of that athlete that does get injured and does get back to the field and maybe even does better than they were before.
Can you talk about what you guys coming up on Saturdays?
Saturdays for the training runs?
Yes.
Or?
Well, no, but they've got a thing where the facility is open.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is kind of a cool thing, Jim. Listen to this.
So this is new this year where, you know, our athletes on the Thursday or Friday night games that might get injured that want to get it checked out, our docs are going to be at the walk-in clinic on Saturday morning help them out.
The one by Lambeau?
The one out by Lambeau at Titletown. Yep. Yeah, so it's our
kids
way
like
of
walking in there. That's a cool place.
Yeah, and you just want to know, right?
Yeah.
If I got hurt on a Friday night football game or sprained my ankle at a cross country meet or something happened in volleyball, like I kind of want to know.
Instead of waiting till Monday and going through class and whatever. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. So this is going to be great. It's going to be great for our athletes, and that's the whole reason that we do it.
Do you see, I mean, you're out on the field, you're training kids, you're going to practices. Do you see yourself as, we have people in here all the time that are successful, like yourself, and we ask them who their mentor was, and often it was a teacher. A lot of times it's not the parent is my point. And do you know that these kids look at you and say, look, I want to be like him someday?
You know, one of the most fulfilling things of my job is when a kid comes back and wants to have an internship with us and says, hey, I really loved what I did here and I kind of want to learn more. Like,
yeah, that's cool.
That's super fulfilling for me. And we get enough of those kids through, whether it's through therapy or with us in strength and conditioning, and those kids end up being employed by us one day then too, because you just know them so well.
Well, you know, one thing though that's dovetailing, because you guys have gotten so high tech over the last 10 years,
yes.
Things have changed. Well, so, I mean, when was the first time you knew of an MRI even, or you know what I mean?
Everything, yeah. It's like, well, the size of the MRIs too you have out there. I mean,
yeah.
You're really focused on athletes.
But what it says, these kids all have this technical background now.
Right, now they understand it.
This entity has become technical.
Yeah.
Yes. So, I mean, you got the right type of kids coming out for your profession.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we built that whole clinic around technology.
Right.
And utilizing it, utilizing cameras, utilizing force plates, utilizing EMGs to see muscle activity. And it just gives us a clearer vision of where to go with an athlete, whether it's training related or from a therapy injury related aspect.
And as much as we would aspire to be like you and Mark, when I look at, because I teach, and you look at students that were born in this year, you know, did X generation and millennials who are a little older now, and mm-hmm. I don't know what it is now. Z, is that the new one?
You're beyond me.
Todd would know. Todd's up on all.
Isn't it? No, Todd? No, it's the Alpha. If you're born in 2000, it's Alpha. If you're born in 2000,
not sure.
Anyway,
I never heard of Alpha.
I think that's if you're born in after 2000, maybe it's 2010. Whatever. Here's what I want to say. My point is that when you look at their strengths, technology is a strength, and you look at maybe some baby boomers. This guy right here. And it's the yellow legal pad, you know, and so, you know, those kids, they got a good start. It's not foreign to them.
No. And I think what's really nice is they want instant feedback. We're living in a world where you everything is at your fingertips. And when we can train them or have them in therapy and show them results instantly of, hey, that exercise worked, or here's the improvement that was made. Like, these kids eat that up. Like, they really want to see it.
Or another example of that, Jim, is you having a class full of very technical, savvy kids and trying to figure out technically how to give them their grades.
That happens. Like, even last night. And you know, it's funny you say, they want their grades right away. And, you know, I'm like, hey, look, you'll get them, you know, in a week because I got to read this stuff. And then I have to figure out how to enter the score into your. But, I think they're too focused on the grades, and I'm like, hey, look, just learn something. You know, don't worry about the grades. Right. Let's say I give you an A, just if you learn something. Is that a deal? But anyway, they are tech savvy, and I think that's great.
So I just saw this last night, and I thought of you. It's a principal who doesn't want to deal with whatever, and it was just, I don't know how these little vignettes pop up, and the teacher comes and goes, and the principal goes, why do I have all these parents mad because you're flunking these kids in English class? He says, because what they're doing is AI. He goes, what's that? He goes, this new one. I mean, well, they're tech savvy. Give them some
They gave us some software to tell if it's AI or not. So the kids can't. I told them that.
But I thought of you. I know you had that issue last year.
I did. Yeah. And I, you know, you'd give a kid a D, it doesn't transfer. They don't like that because a lot of times people go to NWPC and then they go to GB or, you know, and you give them a D and it's like, look, you guys.
Got one D in college. How many did you get?
A college, none.
Yeah, none?
No.
All right.
No.
Mine was in biology. Could not handle biology. I struggled with it.
I'm surprised they let you take biology.
Good point.
They want to set kids up to fail. But, Nate, so these kids, I think, when they're, even when they go to Bellin on Saturday, or they work with you with an injury and in rehab, what about the mental health side of kids? Because we worry about, you know, this technology isn't all a blessing, right? There's some downside to that, and sometimes your social skills aren't great. But have you been schooled in that, or do you have referrals? How does that work?
Yeah, for sure. And this is one thing that I feel is the little bit of the Wild West of, we're still learning a lot. We know a lot, but it's also a credit to the kids of, they're speaking out a lot too. Right. So, you know, back in the days of our playing days, you didn't talk about a lot of this stuff, and these kids are. And we have Charles Latour, who does an amazing job. Anytime that I can get to a talk that Charles is doing, I get to it. And I've done a lot of reading on my own in those worlds, so I can help the athletes that I work with to some degree. But when they're looking for more, I'm always passing them on down the line.
And you have
that
bench.
Someone that has that
right.
Expert, you know, they went to school for it type of a thing. So But the mental side of sports, I think that's where we can make the biggest improvements as athletes in years to come, is unlocking the brain a little bit and learning that we have to train the brain just like we train our bodies. We spend so many hours working out physically, but never once do we even think about, image or, visualizing a race or a competition. And that's where I think we can make a lot of headway.
That is, there were a couple of Packers that really espoused that a couple of years ago, and you would see them with their back against the goalpost with their headphones on before mm-hmm. the game. Tell me what they're doing, because that's a big part of this, isn't it?
For sure. Like, you're literally playing the game in your head. You're playing out what you think might happen, in football. Like, okay, I know the other offense, and I'm a cornerback, and I'm going to play out what I need to see, what I need to cue on, and when I see that, how I'm going to react to it. And that visualization, it's amazing how when you're in a game or in a competition, when that starts to happen and you react so much quicker, and it allows you to be on top of the play and make a better play at it.
Right. I've been here before. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. But it almost like they get into, like, I don't want to say a trance, but zone. They really get into that zone and block mm-hmm. everything else out, don't they?
For sure. And there's a whole energy level to it as well. If you look at some sports, like, you need to be amped up, you need to be ready to go. Other sports, you need to be a little bit more calm. Like,
right.
There's a difference between running a 100-meter dash and going out and running a marathon.
Right.
If you're jumping all over the place at the start line of a marathon, probably not going to go very well for you.
Right.
And knowing what energy level to get into prior to a competition so that you don't start off too fast or too hot or too amped up.
Yeah.
Those are all things that they're working on.
Do you think you're in the world of health and wellness. Do you think the society, let's just talk about Greater Green Bay. You think we're getting healthier or not as healthy? You must deal with Wello. Well, you must deal with Wello.
Do you want to be honest?
Yeah. Yeah, but Wello, they've been on here a couple times. And we have, of course, Bellin has been on a lot. And we bring people in for Ironman, but we're a little disappointed that the marathon is canceled after. I just gave out the medals, but I always enjoyed it. Anyway, I want to come back. I want to talk about the health of our community from your perspective. You're
absolutely
a coach. You've been in this thing for 20 years, and you're going to stick around.
For sure.
Okay, great.
All right, good stuff. This is great. Nate Vanderess, Bellin Sports Medicine. I'm going to do one of those mantras before our shows, anticipating what you're going to do and everything like that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What these athletes do, are they visualize?
Good luck with that.
That's called a nightmare.
Flies. Back up. Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on a beautiful Friday morning, 71 in Green Bay, 70 in Appleton, 69 in Oshkosh, heading into our beautiful Labor Day weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're with Nate Vanderves, Bellin Sports Medicine, and Jim brought up a great point right before we went into break. Let's be honest, the culture here is drinking and eating and cheese and brats and yada, yada, yada.
So we had, and I just want to... dive up on Sundays. I have a show called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and it's just about local issues. And not this Sunday, it's all about the NFL draft, but next Sunday, it's about Celebrate Recovery. And mm-hmm. I want to just make that tie that, there's a trivia question. I don't know if it's in Trivial Pursuit, that's an old game, but, seven of the drunkest cities are in one state. What state is it? And, people in Seattle might guess California. I mean, there's 40 million people there, but Texas or Florida, but it's us. So I think they're trying to change a culture. What I want to talk to you about is, you look at Brown County, 240,000 people. Someone who's been in the business for 20 years, you coach at GB, you work at Bellin, and you've always been an athlete. Are we getting healthier, do you think, as a society?
I think it's getting more polarized in the fact that you have
just people, like money.
You have people that are really, really fit and do a good job of, on a weekly, daily basis, getting out and doing something physically active to improve their health and wellness. And then I think there's the other side that haven't done much and don't plan to do much. So that's what I've seen kind of across the board, whether it's just your general population or even your athletes. You have your athletes that are really, really into it, and then you have your athletes that are like, I'll show up and, and that's good enough. So that's my, you know, bias. I don't know the numbers if we are getting healthier or not, but that's kind of what I see.
You know, that you make a really good point, because there's a number of things like that. And I think you're right that people, but I think what we have to do is, as a leader in that field, to convince people it's never too late to start.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's why God bless you for taking care of these young kids. I mean, if you're health, like you've probably been healthy your whole life, you're probably going to live a long time. We're just going over the height, weight, the longevity chart that was in the paper yesterday.
It's been nice knowing you.
Well, Johnny's on the clock. We're closing in on 8 years. So anyway, that's just important that people, and there's so many things to do in Green Bay and or Brown County in terms of getting reconnected with your health.
Yeah, I feel there's, you know, there's that stigma that you're saying of, well, we're in Green Bay and everyone right. knows what we do. But there's a lot of things out there. We have running clubs. You know, we have the Green Bay Running Club. We have the She Runs This Town Club. You know, we put on training runs at Bellin Health for the Bellin Run and for the Women's Half Marathon. There's a ton of events out there. And a lot of them are geared towards just getting people out.
Right.
The bike rides that are out there, that, you know, they're geared towards, hey, just anybody show up. You know, there's a no drop policy, and we just are looking to get more and more people involved. And there's plenty of things to get involved with if, as long as you're looking and you can do that.
And a couple things, it's free. A lot of it's free. It's not expensive to be healthy.
Yes.
And just to the infrastructure of the city with sidewalks and the trail. I mean, those things, you can walk on the trail, doesn't cost anything. Take your bike. You take like bike like John does. He gets a ticket because he's too cheap to buy a pass. But anyway, most of that stuff's free. And then when I think people understand when you're a senior citizen or when you're Medicare, it's free. You just go into any health club you want, you know. And
right.
The Croc Center was in here a couple days ago.
And, I'm joining.
That's why I told Donna that she was more supportive than I was. I think that's great that you're joining that. But you could just go and it's free. And I just think like I said, I think we're at a disadvantage because we didn't have Nate Vandervest's when we were in
nothing. We had nothing. It was right. Where I was from.
We had X-Lax. We had running suits.
And you know what else we had?
We had to make weight.
We had a whirlpool in the locker room. And that was the only type of sports medicine. You didn't have a whirlpool?
No, don't remember one. I don't think. I didn't use it.
Do they still have whirlpools?
They do.
Oh,
they do.
Okay. So they work.
They have them.
Okay, but there's the equipment is just like unbelievable. We talked about these high school gyms too, and you know that's college stuff.
Oh, 100%. These places are beautiful,
unbelievable,
and how big they're making them. And it's always there's a competition there. Like you'll hear some place that just added on, and they literally built.
Have you seen Nina's
1 meter longer so that can say it's Brad the biggest. Right.
Have you seen Nina's?
I have not been to Nina yet.
Wow. Yeah.
But I think the point that we want to make, and that I was reminding when we talked to Mark and when we have these coaches in here, is that's an investment in athletics, but it's also an investment in the students. Because students who, there's a lot of bright kids that are athletes. And I think there's even a higher correlation than those who aren't, or aren't involved in something, I should say, not just athletics. But
well, it's discipline. We've talked about that.
Right. Like your daughter and the music theater, that's all. Yep. All those things make you a better student.
Yeah, and we have strength coaches at, you know, well over a dozen of our local schools, and they're obviously working with athletes so that they can perform better, stay healthy, but the reality is they're teaching them kind of some life skills here that they can keep doing through college and beyond when it comes to strength training and training, because they've been taught well at a young age, and you don't have to worry about, you know, a 30-year-old walking into a fitness center and just not knowing what to do at all.
I guess what you mentioned, though, again, going back to my era, literally, this is how old I am. The thing it was, you could buy a Charles Atlas magazine, and he would show you things to do with barbells. And coaches would tell you not to do it. They didn't want people getting muscle-bound and things like that. Yes. That went from there to right now. I don't care how old somebody is, what are the number one things they tell them to do is lift weights and get more strength. For weight loss even, one of the main things is lift weights and get more strength. It's gone 180 degrees from what it used to be in the dark ages till now, isn't it? And I don't care if it's somebody 82 years old, they will tell him to lift weights. Isn't that the truth?
100%. It's one of the first things that we'll start to lose is strength. And if we can, you know, gain it. Better yet, if we can at older ages maintain it, you'll be doing really, really well. You won't regret doing it. Yeah. Is really what it comes down to.
And I've never known a guy to get muscle bound from lifting barbells back right. in the day.
I think, you know, there, Bellin has, I mean, you got a deep bench there. I mean, how many employees you must have? What? You have a bigger, 1,400 employees or whatever. Bellin has a lot of employees.
Well, more than that.
You do? Okay. You're one of the bigger employees here, but you have a lot of people that lead by example. Randy's been on here. And,
yes.
Yeah, and it's like we were talking about Warren Buffett. I mean, I would, before I'd go to the shelter for financial advice, I would go to Warren Buffett. I mean, you want to go to people who have lived it. And you yes. obviously have. And so many of your other coworkers. So I just think that's great that you share that. You know, you don't charge for everything. You guys are very giving to the community. And that we just really appreciate that.
And again, the Saturday morning thing. Hit that.
Yes. The Saturday morning, if you are an athlete, you know, at one of our schools, if they get injured on a Thursday, Friday afternoon, night game and need to see somebody, Saturday morning, you know, talk to your athletic trainer. We'll get them in to see the doc.
One thing that Mark mentioned last night, the only thing they won't do is an MRI.
No.
I mean, with insurance things and yada, that's.
But that's a cool place, and it's so convenient, right, you know, Titletown District, yep. and the best equipment and obviously the best doctors. So thanks for doing that, Nate.
Thank you, guys.
You know how many push-ups I did this morning? 11.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because I'm trying to get up to, I told you, I'm going to try to get up to, what was the goal, Todd?
I have no 12. Idea.
1,500 or something 12. Total?
12.
All right.
You did 11 push-ups this morning? I don't believe that.
Okay. Want me to do 10 right now?
Nope.
I'll do 10 right now.
Nate, thanks for coming in, buddy.
If I hadn't had three cups of coffee, I'm afraid I'd throw up. Nate, thanks so much.
What's his, okay.
We're going to take a quick break. Back up.
The Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Nate Vandervest, Bellin Sports Medicine. Those guys are awesome, putting me on a training schedule to get ready for the Ruck March coming up in November.
They're coaches. They're not miracle workers.
Yeah.
But I'm.
Wow. Okay.
I'm supporting them.
I support them, John.
Who's the guy that just told Nate that I would be your partner, like hold you accountable? So,
hold me accountable by just ripping me.
Yeah.
This segment is brought to you by the Heights, but also Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. How do you say welcome to your guests? Say it with a new entry door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Say it with color. The possibilities are endless thanks to Pella's custom colors. Say it with class. Pella's premium doors stand out due to their distinguished craftsmanship. Say it with a great deal. Zero interest, up to 60 months, no money down. Hurry up. It ends at the end of the month. Pella Windows and Doors. And now, Ashley McDermott from Heights Pub and Parlor. In the house, did you bring some of your prime Angus beef burgers or press paninis or ribeye, duck, salmon, walleye, or chicken plate?
And thank you for not bringing it. We don't need it. That's Sam holding them accountable.
Those sound healthy. Those salmon, walleye, duck.
Right.
I've been reading about duck. Duck is really good for you. Really high in protein.
Really? It takes too long, though.
To cook?
Yeah, when you order it.
That's why you go down to Heights and they take care
okay,
of it.
Okay, you guys do it quicker because it does take... You know,
I've never really had duck.
Didn't you ever go out with your dad? He goes, "Don't order the duck. We don't have that kind of time." It's like, okay.
We never went out.
Whatever. Especially for
we
duck.
We did. Yeah. We did not. We did not go out to restaurants when I was a kid. Never. Never. Ever. 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 And well, when it come to Green Bay, we'd go to like McDonald's or something.
So true story about that.
Yeah.
My mom would take like we'd go to McDonald's every once in a while. But there was kind of a knockoff place called Randy's in West Bend, which is where we lived at the time. So we'd go to Randy's. She'd get a burger. Right. Just a regular hamburger and a small fry and a small drink. And we'd have to share it with her.
That makes me sad.
I grew up having half sticks of gum because we were too poor to have full sticks of gum. And Jim had a pony.
You can laugh all you want about me.
Super V.
That's okay. You guys can laugh at me. You ask my kids. I always take a half a piece of gum. I say because it lasts twice as long.
I do too.
Look at my car.
I don't want to say anything.
I swear to God.
Go I don't want to say anything, but I do too. To this day, I
Todd,
do that.
Ashley, help me out here.
Todd,
that's an old person. Because
I think
thing.
They lose
it
their flavor really quick. No,
I definitely have never just chewed a half a piece of
really?
Unless it was like the last slice and you're being nice and cheering with somebody, I've never just
What
been
about
like,
the
oh,
old bazooka bubble gum when you could break
it
in half?
Oh, heck no.
I wouldn't.
Wow.
If you go at my car right now, there's the Trident cinnamon gum, and you can see it's the half. I tell my kids at all times it lasts twice as long.
It's too small.
It's not.
100% on that.
So,
one.
Okay, Todd, you didn't grow up that poor. We all had half sticks of gum. My dad
did
that too.
We didn't have restaurants in my hometown. I think maybe we had one, like a bar restaurant, you know, the Beau Chateau, it was called. Or hey, how old were you when you lived in Escanaba?
I was not born yet. My sisters lived there with my parents.
That would mean he didn't live there.
Well, you know what was really big in the UP was Big Boy.
Those are cool. I have seen those. That was
the one everybody wanted to go to was Big Boy.
Well, never been to one.
Like their Big Boy burger was like the Big Mac. It was like the Big Mac.
It was like the Big Mac.
That's I'm right.
But
yeah.
better.
That. Yeah.
But better.
Yeah, they were phenomenal.
But better. I'll give you that. Yeah, see, though, that's the kind of place we'd, you know, but we went to some nicer places too. But yeah, it's just, I think it's fun to.
Don't get the duck. It takes too long. You did not go to Big Boy.
Yeah.
My parents are out in the duck blind shooting ducks out of the sky for us.
It wasn't like maybe one time.
I remember when we were going to Milwaukee one time to visit my sister or whatever, and my dad and mom and myself, and we stopped in Big Boy here in Green Bay, and I'll never forget Gary Knafel was in there. Remember Gary Knafel? And it's like, oh my God, what would it be like to live in Green Bay where you see Packers? You know what I mean? In a restaurant, it's like, this is heaven. Yeah. Yep. Oh, we got text here. Still a Big Boy in Marquette and Manistique in the UP.
Oh. Wow.
Very cool. Like Big Boy.
A friend of mine bought the Big Boy. The
Which one?
No. The statue.
From the Green Bay one?
I don't know. They closed a bunch of them.
Yeah. And I didn't know there were any still open.
Me either.
Anyway. Wisconsin, you can actually go to, you know, like some people have like, yard museums of all sorts of weird stuff up north. There's actually the mold of the Big Boy.
Oh, you can go
see the mold where they
Oh, that's cool.
In Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was pretty iconic. That was very cool. But anyway, yeah, that's some pretty neat stuff.
Neat. How come you guys don't have a statue, actually?
Can we get one of
No. We don't have to get Johnny. All right, so we'll come and get the duck. How's the duck prepared? Do you know? Okay, let's move on. I'll try it.
So I guess we should have brushed up on that. Well, I do have some exciting news.
All right,
so starting on Monday, we will have some awesome new cheese curds.
Oh,
okay,
very
we
nice.
Love cheese curds.
Yes. And we will also be bringing back the turkey avocado bacon panini for lunch.
Yay! Which I had one time when I was at your place for lunch.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
It is fantastic.
It was the day we ran into Alec Ingold and his mom that were there.
Yes.
Oh, that was good.
So that's super cool. I know, sometimes it's nice to have just a little bit of a lighter option for lunch. So, that seems to be one of the nice.
That'd be fun. And you're open for lunch and dinner.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
What time do you guys open? 11?
11.
Okay,
yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nicest wait staff
you'll ever
find.
Yep.
And I'm not just saying that.
And the coolest ambiance too.
Yep.
That is true. I will agree.
I love the panini, but also the spinach wonton wrap things.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I love those so much.
And for dessert, we have blackberry wontons.
Oh.
Blackberry wonton.
Yeah. So it's like the cream cheese and the blackberries are all like mixed together. It's not like chunky. It's nice and smooth. And then
that sounds great.
I think he's got like a brown sugar like on it.
I'm in on that.
I did tell him, I said, I think it'd be even delicious if you like drizzled a little bit of chocolate on there.
that might be a little too much.
Yeah, it might be a little.
Okay, maybe.
Is this a good idea to have Nate and then follow by Ashley?
Right? I think it's a great idea. Because what gives you more incentive than when you eat really, really delicious stuff like that might not be on the, that gives you more motivation to work out than anything.
Okay.
At least I feel that way.
I like the tie.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
And it's Friday, so we've got the purge plate today.
Yes.
So, purge plate, we've got our nice big beer-battered walleye. It's a huge piece of fish. It's ginormous.
I've been in there, like, and I've seen other people order that.
Yeah.
And I always think to myself, next time I come here, I'm going to get that.
Yeah,
because that
huge.
Looks so delicious.
It looks,
Well, your portions are not small.
No, No, they're not.
They're not small.
And the fries are just so good.
You get good fries.
Oh my gosh, the sweet potato fries.
Yeah, you guys get
yes,
fries.
You know what? I didn't mean to be rude. I didn't mean to be rude that one night I go in there and she's over there eating during her break, and I go over and take a couple of her fries out.
You don't mind, do you?
I probably wouldn't have eaten them all anyway.
Other people that were in there must have thought, "Who's that guy? He just walked over to this lady and took some
like
fries."
These homeless
plate.
People just walk into
just
these
wandering.
Places.
No, but you're talking about the ambiance. I don't know what year that building was built. It's got
to
be over
100
years old.
I think it was like
1887. Wow. Yeah, phenomenal. Yeah.
There's like a little plaque by that cute little window seat.
Oh, is there?
Yeah. I'm okay. Pretty sure it says 1887.
And then what do you, is the upstairs mainly for groups, for meetings and things?
Yeah. Like if we have big groups come in for lunch
right.
or even like if it gets filled up for dinner, we'll open that up and seat people up there.
Which is really cool too.
Yeah.
But you can also rent that too.
Yep.
And I, for like a political fundraiser. I mean, I've rented, I've had a bunch of parties at your place.
Yeah.
And it's a cool
it's
space.
A great
it's
atmosphere
it
up
is.
There.
And there's a full bar up there.
The sight, the sight lines are good. You know, it's not all these pillars in between people. So, I mean,
You should let John and Jim pay you to let them climb the stairs up and down as their workout session.
That is a good point.
That's a great idea.
That is
idea.
A great point.
Yeah.
That is a great point. Jim, I'm in.
$20 a day. I'm just kidding.
Well, and also, one other thing we talked about one time, your liquor cabinet or back room with the liquor, didn't that used to be a vault or something?
Actually, the cooler that we keep, like the cold beer and stuff in, that used to be a safe.
Okay.
Yes.
When it was a jewelry store,
jewelry
right?
Jewelry store, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's a lot of history in that place. And
yeah, it's
I'll
so
give you
cool.
credit for just maintaining it. You haven't changed it. I mean, changed it, obviously.
Original
for a different
brick.
Seating. Right. The original brick, the original, and that's cool space. How are things going? I mean,
good.
Really, it seems like I can stop in there once in a while. Our downtown, we need a little bit more foot.
Yes, we do. I feel like the summer's been a little bit quieter, but it's just the time of the year where so many people are busy with things. You know, they're constantly on the go. They've got vacations. I would say after this weekend, I think it's going to really pick up. And you know, holidays over.
Right.
You know,
right.
So.
We were talking yesterday in school, the next break is Thanksgiving. So, I mean, people are going to kind of, and people, quite honestly, just as someone who has spent some time in politics, people don't get interested in politics till after Labor Day.
Right.
You know, so now people are going to be like, who's running for president?
Yep.
And who's doing this? Who's running for Senate? So,
yes.
You're right. And people do stick around a little bit more.
Yep.
And if they're going to stick around and have lunch or go out in the evening, Heights is the place to go.
We're with Ashley McDermott from Heights Pub and Parlor. Another thing though that's cool about you, it's downtown Green Bay, but it has a little bit of that feeling of like a Cheers type thing where every time I'm there, there's somebody I know.
Right.
That every single time,
it's
like
local.
You just run into people that know.
Yeah.
And it's just that real down-to-earth fun kind of setting.
Yeah, I agree.
I was just going to say that I love that about the downtown is that it's not chains,
Yes.
It's
right.
unique
yes.
businesses. I like Angelita's. There's a lot of places I like down here. I'm just so glad it's not. And look, there's some great chains out there, but I'm just glad that you guys have stuck to keeping it the Heights and not selling out to a franchise.
Well, like the day, Jim, we were last year when the Lions played in town here, and it was just all Lions jerseys,
a lot of blue
up and
jerseys.
Down. And all these people that were staying at the hotel right behind us here.
Yeah.
And they were asking, hey, can you tell us a little tips for play? And I said, you can walk around, go all the way down and walk around this block, and you'll find about 9 of the best restaurants you'll ever go to.
And drinks and lunch at your place, Delilah's, I like that for breakfast. And just, it's nice that people come down. They're not coming down here for a place. They're coming down here to be downtown, and then they'll pick a place.
And no disrespect to an Applebee's or something,
but
it's all really original.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I just want to read some of your things here. Prime Angus beef burgers, pressed paninis, which are amazing.
Those are good. Yeah.
Ribeye, duck, salmon, walleye, or chicken plates. Just incredible.
Yeah. And it's cool because the salmon you can get as a meal. You can get it on a Caesar salad, Yeah. So
all right. So you can go to your place and eat healthy.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's salmon and Caesar.
I love that. That might be like one of my favorite foods in the world.
Yeah, me too.
It's a salmon Caesar salad.
Yeah,
grilled salmon in a Caesar salad.
Right.
And it's so good for you.
Yeah. I got to try the duck, though. I haven't had that at your place.
I want you to. Because
honestly,
I had it one time and it was real game. Not at your place. At a guy's camp. up in the UP.
Okay, all right.
And it was, you know, a UP duck. No, you just need some
and I feel like with like the duck panini, it's more of a, I feel like Dom should be sitting here with me.
Is that your chef?
Yeah. I feel like it is more like, it looks more like pulled pork style. So it's not just a piece, big old duck. Hunk of duck.
Right, it's, right. It's not the bones.
You know, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I want to try that. I really want to try that.
I'll give that a whirl.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
Do you have a...
Because I'm all protein now, and that's high in protein.
Do you have a something that you're, like, known for? I mean, besides the great ambiance and customer service we talked about, but what was that place they used to be on Washington Street? They tore it down. It was kind of known for its Reubens.
I would say we're more...
I don't know. Okay, I'll think of
more
that.
Paninis. That's, because not many places have the pressed paninis, and I feel like that's kind of one of our staple things.
All right, cool.
Yep.
All right.
You can't go wrong with paninis.
Our wontons, our spinach artichoke wontons are pretty
nice.
Cool.
Nice. Amazing, yeah. Nice.
Loving that.
You know what else is cool at your place, though? Like, we had that big group. We must have had 12, 14 people.
Right.
The night we were there. Yeah. And, again, your wait staff was just all over it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you go to a place and you look around and it's like, remember that night, Jim, we were doing that tour downtown?
You know.
And I walk up. There's two guys at the end of the bar. And I walk up to get us drinks. And the guy looks at me. And he goes back and keeps talking to the guys. Yeah. Not, I'll be down there in a minute. Oh, remember, I came back to the table.
We haven't been there since.
No,
and I think that
it certainly wasn't your place. I'm not going to name
those numbers, things. But you
it was
don't
the
forget.
You get, you service. And instead of saying, "Hey, I'll be down there in 1 second," he just kept talking to the guys. And when he was done talking, he came down.
And people have, I've heard people complain about restaurants about the food, and when you dig a little deeper, it's not the food; it's the service.
Yeah,
but they miss the food because everybody understands food.
Right.
But,
right.
And I've I teach a little bit of this, but I talk about this, like, even at the hospitals, right? We just had Bellin in here. The people who take your car and park your car, that's a really, really important person.
Yeah.
And you guys understand that. And I think restaurants, that food's terrible. It's like, well, really? I hear they have pretty good food. Well, you know, as that guy would shoot me very good.
It's experience over,
that's what it was.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's experience.
And, yeah, you've got that down.
Well,
so
folks,
this
you will
great.
Not have that problem at Heights Pub and Parlor, located right here on Washington Street. Check them out online, www.heightsgb.com. Ashley, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
I love when you come in. Thanks
so much. Thank you.
Although you're a little sassy on Facebook towards us.
What?
Back
what?
After this. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Ashley McDermott, Heights Pub and Parlor. Okay, yeah, okay. Thanks, Ashley.
Don't you get it work? All right.
You're the best, Ashley. Thanks, Heights Pub and Parlor, phenomenal place. Stop on. Let's go there one day and have the duck.
Yes.
Dennis, you ever have duck?
But we
have
to,
yes.
Okay, but we have to allocate the right time.
Yes.
Unless it takes, you know, right, doesn't duck, but
it
they
does.
Don't,
it does to keep it the right.
Right, but they don't, they.
Texture,
theirs is more moisture. Of a sandwich, so it's already shredded. But if you order a duck with the whole orange marmalade and stuff like that, that takes a while.
Oh, yeah.
And that could take like an hour.
Yeah, it's difficult. You got to get that moisture just right. Yeah, otherwise it gets
you've
got to
be from like duck hunting country down around Wild Rose.
Oh, yeah,
so,
duck
you?
Season, wabbit season.
That's
bet,
big
you know.
Down right around there.
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
Pheasant, quail, I mean, you name it.
A lot of wild game.
Ever
what's her
eat
name?
Songbird?
Songbirds? They have a law against that.
Yeah. But good. So you never did?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Nope.
How about Jim? Have you ever had songbirds before?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, disco duck. Does disco duck count as a songbird?
I would
songbird?
Not eat that.
Disco John, duck? That's got to be a songbird.
Songbirds?
Well, my grandpa did. I don't think robins were a state bird back when he was eating them.
I'm pretty sure they were.
So wow. Bad. Come on.
I would not tell. That is like eating a puppy. People would
right?
That,
yeah.
No. Okay. That is so sad.
It's been working never, with you folks. But
yeah.
Like
no.
You've never eaten a puppy.
God. Yeah. No. I just, John, that's not even funny. That's like, it turns my stomach just thinking about it. Oh. But I'll just want to talk about the wild
game.
Yeah. John, shut up.
You know what I like? The crispy tail. Yeah. I mean, that's
really good protein. Really good protein. Hey, Dennis.
Good morning.
How are you?
I've been. Ask around.
Good
how are
to see
you?
You, buddy.
Good to see you, too, man.
So I want to bring you in early because we want you involved on our phone call with our Packer throwback guest.
Fantastic.
Tony Mandarich.
Man.
Coming out today. So we want you, and I know you're huge. You know, I mean, you're phenomenal in music and all the, but you are so well versed in football. It's mind boggling. I mean, you could sit and do a sports talk show as much as you could sit and do a music talk show.
Oh, I love it. I love sports.
Yeah.
I'm just a geek.
I know you are. Yeah. And that's cool.
Studying it or playing it or why? How'd you become a geek?
Well, growing up in Wild Rose, there's nothing else really to do. So,
yeah, that's true.
You know, it's either you play sports or you work on the farm, you know, and my family had a farm too. So they'd farm us out, so to speak.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Indentured sure.
I hear this all exactly, the time right? from kids that grew up on farms.
But we had a lot of banquet chicken though. That made it worth it.
Or when they'd go to visit their grandparents.
Yeah.
They would have to pick rocks. Oh, yeah. What is picking rocks?
Oh, God.
You got to clear the field so you can plant your crops.
But you're never going to run out of rocks.
What do you mean you're never going to? They seem to work themselves up every year.
They do.
And those are.
Every time you turn the dirt over, yeah, the soil
I've
over.
Never
soil
done it, over. But yeah. I've seen it being done, and that is work.
Yeah. Oh, I've done it plenty. Plenty.
And they have girls, boys, the whole family's out there picking rocks.
Yeah, you betcha. Absolutely.
You carry like a bucket with you and just...
No, these are bigger than... You don't put these in a bucket, man. You put these in the back of a flatbed.
You roll them... Oh, yeah, you put
them...
How
big are those?
Oh, gosh, this big.
Right.
You know, as big as...
Yeah, those aren't... You're not picking stones, man. Well, not boulders, but they're picking rocks. I mean, they're...
Yeah, pick rocks big as your hand and bigger, you know, basically.
And they're smooth, which is cool.
Yeah.
But you just... Put them on, because I used to live out in Stangleville. I drive by and I'm like, man, what are they doing? And I stopped one time, and then they asked me if I wanted to help. And I'm like, no. I just want to say hi.
Oh, no.
I had a trailer.
No.
I had a full trailer run over my foot once, and I still feel it to this day.
So wait a minute, though. So okay, but what I'm saying is, if you did it one year,
no,
I don't. Do you have to do it again?
It's like
the
fish and the loaves, man.
It's like dandelions. They have roots. These rocks have roots, man.
It feels like that, but they don't. Yeah, but they do. They're there every year.
Every time
they?
You turn that soil over, you bring up it seems like a new crop.
Right.
You know.
And it's not that they work themselves up, but there's the mystery of that. But they're there because that's going to ruin your plow, obviously.
Exactly.
If you hit it.
Yeah.
So that's why you get the rocks out of there.
Yeah.
But that reminds me when I worked in the mine one summer, and my job was shoveling big piles of iron ore pellets.
Sure.
They're like marbles, but iron ore, and. You know, you work all day and you got that pile down to like nothing. It's like, whoa, that was a great accomplishment.
Right.
And you show up the next morning and you know what?
There's more.
There's
more.
It's like, so you never have that feeling of, no matter how hard you work, that you win.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But wait, that's not all.
No, you got to have a mindset for that. Because it's that picking rocks, though, that's an interesting, and it's not been really automated. You know, so many things in life have been automated, you know, packaging and everything else. And you look at that and you still see them out there.
There's no way you could. I mean, because they have the mechanical gear to pick rocks with. I mean, you have to have a huge, monstrous beast of a rock picker to get lift those rocks out of there.
But I'll tell you what, I
don't know how you do it.
I don't know much about
the history. You have to drag them out, you know.
Of farming things. But there's that one now where it like cuts the straw or the hay or whatever.
Yeah.
And it throws it through the air into the back of the truck. Yeah. It's wow.
My brothers married into this family in North Dakota, farmers, sunflower seeds, and like flyover sunflower seed land, you know, and those tractors they have, air conditioning, stereo, the guns right there. They're farmers, but you know, they're not like grown up farmers, you know. These
farmers aren't dumb.
I
question the sanity of the hours they put in.
I've got a guy, he's actually one of my World War II vets. We used to call him Manitowoc Joe. He had the greatest collection of Native American arrowheads and everything.
Yeah.
And they're all from Manitowoc County. Mm. And he said he'd walk farmers' fields when they'd turn it over or whatever. Did you ever find any arrowheads?
Oh, of course.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, not so much. You don't find them at hardly anymore. It seems like they're all picked over nowadays. You know what I mean? So does, but.
That became a thing.
Yeah, it sure was. I remember as a kid, it was a big deal.
You do that too?
No.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. That wasn't, what I'm talking about, the thing was the detectors.
The metal detector?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That became a big, big thing.
Oh, yeah. We took that out in the garden back in the decades.
Yeah, I think
the
family
had a garden for decades and decades. So you'd find old dimes and old buffalo nickels.
Exactly. Yeah.
Buffalo nickel. Okay. Would you come
see,
off
I'm
tonight,
a big,
you know?
I'm a big metal detector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, up until I loaned it to a guy about 10 years ago and I never got it back. And he was trying to find his property stake.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's what people would always borrow it for.
You know, what you got to do is you got to get another metal detector and start looking for it.
I like that.
Think about it.
I know. But I watch all those shows where those guys go down to like Civil War areas and everything like that. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool stuff.
Yeah, and I think the UP is untapped. I'm going to find a lot of stuff up there from like when the Vikings were there.
Wild Rose, I still haven't heard the connection to sports. So you listen to sports, you played sports. Well, how come you're such an expert in sports like John? I'm not. I mean, I like it.
I love sports since I was a kid. I mean, as long as I can remember. You know, I've always wanted to play, you know, and whatnot. So, yeah.
All right. Well, that'd be fun to listen to you.
What was cooler in high school? What was more of a chick magnet? Playing in a band or playing on the football team?
No such thing as playing in a band at that age in a small town. No way.
No kidding.
There's not even on the table.
Not even like high school dances?
Not on the table.
Oh, wow. Dennis from the Glam Band is here. We got Pat Raffrey coming up.
No, we did not.
When we come back, Tony Mandarich will be joining us. Back after this. I'll never talk about